So let us pray. Let us begin this time in silence as we find ourselves before the Lord. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, thank you for ever being ready to hear us when we pray. As we bow our heads and humble our hearts before you today, Father, we bring our needs, our petitions before you today. And Father, as we're studying and talking about Max's book, Anxious for Nothing, it reminds us to pray in specific ways. So, Father, as we come today, it may be a congregational prayer, and Father, it may be harder in this setting to do that. But, Father, within our own hearts and minds, we know each particular need of the people in our lives, and we lift them before you this morning. As each heart is gathered with each bowed head in prayer before you, and our needs, the needs of the people we know and love, the needs of our hearts, forgiveness, strength, peace, patience, all of those needs are brought before you this morning. And Father, we realize that even within this group, there may be something that's there that is a struggle, that is a trial, that is a temptation, that is, Father, that we need strength, maybe someone to help us along that way. Or maybe there's someone that needs our help, that needs us to take that extra step. So, Father, we ask this morning that you hear us in our hearts, in our minds, and in our lives as we're living out our faith as best we can. Father, let us not be defeated by making a mistake along the way. Let us not hear the adversary who pushes against us and would call us failures because we make a mistake. We fall short. For even the Apostle Paul himself said, "The mind knows the spirit, but the flesh is so weak." So, Father, let us be reminded that no one is perfect save Jesus only. So, Father, let us not be defeated, but let us be encouraged that you love us, forgive us, and strengthen us. And that nothing separates us from your love. Nothing. And Father, as we continue our time of prayer together, we lift up our church. May you instill in us a clear vision of a direction that you would have us go in the many areas of ministry. Let us see where we should be leading, where we should be following, where we should be gathering together, where we should be putting resources, time, efforts, and energies. Father, give us your will and your way to follow, and give us the strength to follow it, eyes to see it, and hearts to believe it. And Father, we pray for other churches in our community and around the world who proclaim Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. Father, we pray that you strengthen them in their ministries, their outreach, their love, cares, and compassions. And Father, for the leaders of our nation and nations around the world, for those who serve our country, Father, we lift them up today and pray the anointing of your Spirit afresh upon them, that they find conviction to live ethical, moral lives dedicated to you and to doing what is right, because it is the right thing to do. And Father, we pray for those who are shut-ins in their own homes, hospitals, nursing homes, wherever they may be. Father, we pray for safe travel as people go their different ways. As families come together, may they find peace, joy, and a time of true thanksgiving. And Father, we ask now that you would hear us, as in heart and voice, we pray as you taught us, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you. Make me a channel of your peace. There's despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. O Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console. To be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. In giving of ourselves that we receive, and in dying that we're born to eternal life.